Triple M's Queensland only NRL podcast.
Hello there, it's Triple M Breakfast. Marto, Margo and Dan with you. You can hear us weekday mornings from 5:30 on 104.5 Triple M in Brizzy. Each week, we talk to the biggest names in Queensland Rugby League. This week, Broncos skipper Billy Walters in after his side's trip to Vegas, and Dolphins halfback Sean O'Sullivan. He's joining us ahead of his side's season opener against the Cowboys. Enjoy.
Dolphin fever against the Cowboys, 3 p.m. at Suncorp Stadium. Actually, we've got the halfback. The team lists are out as of yesterday. Halfback for the Dolphins this weekend, Sean O'Sullivan. How are you, mate?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Full off season. How was it? Tough?
Yes, it was very tough. I think Wayne made a definite point to work us extra hard this year. So I think for us, it was a really good preseason, and I think a lot of the older boys are excited to see the back of it and ready to play.
Obviously new to the NRL last year, first season, dust has settled. What's the feeling amongst the group, and what does 2024 look like for the Dolphins?
Yeah, I think, you know, last year was a really good building block for us, but just as a club, like, it's not where we want to be. So I think everyone's really excited and hungry for a massive 2024 and what that looks like. You know, Wayne spoke to us yesterday just about, you know, we're going to break up our season into four blocks and we're not going to be looking too far ahead. So, yeah, for us, you know, it's just about the first 4 weeks, and that starts against the Cowboys, and it'll be a great game at Suncorp, and one that we're all looking forward to.
Well, I hope he executed that chat right, because I feel like Kevy may have learnt about breaking down the season into quarter blocks.
Sean,
but he just didn't quite get it right. So hopefully Wayne did better than this, Sean. Just have a listen.
And we're round five into 25, so, you know, we're a quarter of the way. You know, if you look at a cake, we've got a quarter of the cake. There's still three quarters of the cake to eat.
Oh, dear. It's a fifth, Kevy.
How's Wayne's maths? Better than that, Sean?
Wayne's maths might be better. He was talking to us about some financial stuff too yesterday at lunch. So, yeah, I think his maths is a little bit better.
Has Wayne spoken to you about, hey, this is my last season, are you playing for him? Has he ever mentioned that? Listen, it's all about me this season.
No, Wayne would never ever make it about him. But one thing, like, I think the boys have definitely said, maybe just behind his back, is, you know, we do really want to play really well for him this year. You know, he's probably not ready to hang them up just yet. You know, we can see every single day at training that the way that he coaches, like, he's definitely not ready to stop coaching. He's an unbelievable coach. But you know, I think definitely internally with all the players talking maybe behind his back, you know, we definitely really want to send him out on a high, because, yeah, we really do love him as a coach.
A couple of former Broncos already at the club, being now joined by Herbie Farmworth and Thomas Flegler, of course. Settling in well. Has anyone ribbed Herbie about his number one hottest 100 NRL player status?
No one has to talk to Herbie about that. He'll just tell you himself. Don't worry about that. But, no, honestly, they fitted in really well into our club. You know, the culture that we're building here, they've just even added to that. You know, I think I had them when they were obviously a little bit younger, but they're also really two good leaders. And Herbie and Fleggy are really vocal at training, which is something that I think we needed. So, yeah, they've been a breath of fresh air, and, yeah, they're both really good players. So we're just hoping that they do their role and they continue to make us better. And, yeah, we're going to be very grateful to have them in our team.
We've got Sean O'Sullivan, halfback for the Dolphins, with us. Hey, mate, you would have watched the games from Vegas. What did you think? And is it true that you guys are trying to get over there next year?
I loved it. I had a barbecue with Tommy Gilbert, who just did his knee. And
How is Tommy? Just before you go on, how's Tom?
No, he's going good. You know, he's obviously shattered, but he's such an awesome person, good and one. You know, he takes everything in his stride.
Right, so. Back to the barbecue. Sorry.
We just had a barbecue, did in some steaks, and hey, honestly, like the Manly and South game, I thought was unreal.
I think it made
everyone a little bit excited to get over there. So we've been telling everyone, make sure the Dolphins are there next year. So. Yeah, it was unreal, and, you know, hopefully the figures that they get back for the TV audience was unreal, and I think it's just going to make, you know, the NRL even better, and it's something that, yeah, we're all looking forward to.
Sean O'Sullivan, get the job done. Cowboys, 3:05 p.m. Suncorp Stadium this Sunday. Thanks for your time this morning, mate.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
This is Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan. Brisbane as.
Oh, the sheds or the wardrobe full of Gucci gear?
Or the airport. Where are you, Billy?
Billy Walters.
Hello, mate. Good morning. Morning, guys. Good to be back in Australia. Good to be back on Triple M.
Fresh off the plane. Did you get a good night's sleep?
Yeah, we were pretty spoiled, actually. We're up in the first class, so business class, I should say, so in the red eye. So I got about 10 hours sleep, so it was good.
Can I check that flight from Vegas across to LA before you guys hopped on the Brisbane flight and the Roosters hopped on the Sydney flight? You're on the same flight together. Was it a bit awkward?
A little bit, but I think it all started to simmer down a little bit, and I think everyone was pretty keen just to get home and they didn't want any more dramas. So everyone's just keen to get on the flights and get back to Australia, I think.
How is Ezra doing, Billy? You know, Adam Reynolds and your dad, Kevy, said in the press conference after the game that he was visibly upset, you know, in tears off the back of the situation, and rightly so. He's got full support of the board. You know, the Broncos will be backing him through this absolutely. How is he?
Yeah, he's doing well. I think, like you spoke about, he's got a lot of support through the boys and all the club at the Broncos. So I think that's definitely lifted his spirits a bit, knowing that he's not alone and that we don't stand for that. So, you know, we got his back no matter what happens. And, we'll just move forward from there.
Billy, there's a photo on page 3 of the Courier Mail today. The boys coming through customs yesterday.
There's
Gucci bags,
dripping.
There's Gucci caps, Margo's and Dior. Margo's Christian just told Dior. Us how expensive that all is. Have you got any of that sort of gear?
Nah, no way. I
not
can't afford
enough,
any of that.
Hey,
thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why he just got married. He had to pay for
that's
a
why
wedding.
You're on Triple M. Oh, you did get
exactly.
married. Where was that in Fiji, wasn't it?
Yeah, Fiji, absolutely unreal over there.
Looks beautiful.
Great family smash. Nice. Yeah, we had the best time ever. We were over there for 2 weeks and we had perfect weather. Great time.
What did your dad say at the wedding?
Oh,
what was the speech? Yeah. Oh, dear.
He do a bit of gear,
actually,
did he?
Heavy.
He actually got stabbed in the back. So Christian Welch was my MC.
Yeah,
and he had a little bit of a joke that there's a nightclub at the hotel where we had our wedding, yes. Which is obviously where it all moved to after the reception. Yeah. And Christian Welch made a little joke, dropping Kevy's room and said, if anyone wants a drink, Kevy's got first round. And Kevy actually spoke about it in his speech. He said, oh, you can tell how good a person is by the great people he surrounds himself with. And he spoke so highly of all my mates. And then they went to the nightclub and put a $600 bill on his room tab.
Oh, stitched up.
Now, listen, let's talk about your family. You're playing hooker. You've got two uncles, Kerrod and Steve. Do they ever give you advice? Do they ever go, listen, don't listen to your old man. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Do they ever ring and go, listen, when you're getting out of dummy half there on that right-hand side, do you get calls from them?
It's actually the opposite. Kevy's actually called them and said, leave him alone and let him find his own
just
way.
Let him play.
Can I check who's your godfather?
Don't say Alan Langer. Maybe.
I think it is, yeah.
Oh,
it
was. Alfie. How was he? Did he make it back from Vegas okay, Billy? Because he was very, very quiet. We had him on our NRL players sweep to get in some sort of trouble. But he seemed very quiet. Were you the great protector of our Alf?
He was probably more excited than most of the boys that were going over. So he went out of the gates pretty hard, pretty early the first night there. I think
was he like Origin?
Did he do it
in Origin camp? Every day is somebody's birthday. Did he carry on like that?
Yeah, it's always someone's birthday wherever you go out, and he always gets you with the left hand.
Is there a Red Bull? I think there's a Red Bull shortage in the USA.
Is he fueled by Red Bull? Like, how does he do it? He's not getting any younger, Bill. How does he keep? Well, how do you guys keep up with him?
I don't know. Honestly, I see how rowdy he gets, and then he wakes up the next day and he's ready to go again. I don't get it. He's 50 years old, so unbelievable.
Listen, did the old man knowing? Now, if anyone doesn't know, Billy, you're going to be on Triple M regularly this year, which we're so happy about. Has the old man? Did he told you? Oh, I used to be on Triple M. Has he given you any advice? Media?
Not yet. He's kind of changed his tone with the media these days. He doesn't like me getting too much out there because. You know, what can come from the back of it if you're not playing good footy. But, I'm excited to be a part Triple M.
We won't talk much footy. Don't worry about that.
No, we don't talk.
Exactly. I think that's why he's not too worried that I'm with you guys.
So. It'll be mainly Gucci, et cetera, just keeping an eye on you, Billy, to make sure you haven't covered yourself in drip. All right, sir. No. Thank you very much for your time. Billy Walters will be on with us pretty regularly this year here at Triple M. Thanks, mate.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Star Billy Walters has the update from the sheds at Red Hill.
Walters!
From the makers of Bailey Ladders, WeatherGuard boasts unmatched youth box security. WeatherGuard.au. Billy Walters on Triple M.
Billy Walters! Hello, mate.
Good morning. Morning, guys. Good to be back in Australia. Good to be back on Triple M.
Fresh off the plane. Did you get a good night's sleep?
Yeah, we were pretty spoiled, actually. We're up in the first class, business class, I should say, so in the red eye. So I got about 10 hours sleep, so it was good.
Can I check that flight from Vegas across to LA before you guys hopped on the Brisbane flight and the Roosters hopped on the Sydney flight? You're on the same flight together. Was it a bit awkward?
A little bit, but I think it all started to simmer down a little bit, and I think everyone was pretty keen just to get home and they didn't want any more dramas. So everyone's just keen to get on the flights and get back to Australia, I think.
How is Ezra doing, Billy? You know, Adam Reynolds and your dad, Kevy, said in the press conference after the game that he was visibly upset, you know, in tears off the back of the situation, and rightly so. He's got full support of the board. You know, the Broncos will be backing him through this absolutely. How is he?
Yeah, he's doing well. I think, like you spoke about, he's got a lot of support through the boys and all the club at the Broncos. So I think that's definitely lifted his spirits a bit, knowing that he's not alone and that we don't stand for that. So, you know, we got his back no matter what happens. And, we'll just move forward from there.
Billy, there's a photo on page 3 of the Courier Mail today. The boys coming through customs yesterday. There's
dripping.
Gucci bags, dripping. There's Gucci caps, Margot's and Dior. Margot's Christian just told Dior. Us how expensive that all is. Have you got any of that sort of gear?
Nah, no way. I
not
can't
paid
afford
enough,
any of that.
Hey,
thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
He just got married. He had to pay for
that's
a
why
wedding.
You're on Triple M. Oh, you did get
exactly.
married. Where was that in Fiji, wasn't it?
Yeah, Fiji. Absolutely unreal over there.
Looked beautiful.
Great family smash. Nice. Yeah, we had the best time ever. We were over there for 2 weeks and we had perfect weather. Great time.
What did your dad say at the wedding?
Oh,
what was the speech?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Did he do a bit of gear,
actually,
did he?
Heavy.
He actually got stabbed in the back. So Christian Welch was my MC.
Yeah,
and he had a little bit of a joke that there's a nightclub at the hotel where we had our wedding, which is obviously where it all moved to after the reception. Yeah. And Christian Welch made a little joke, dropping Kevy's room and said, if anyone wants a drink, Kevy's got first round. And Kevy actually spoke about it in his speech. He said, oh, you can tell how good a person is by the great people he surrounds himself with. And he spoke so highly of all my mates. And then they went to the nightclub and put a $600 bill on his room tab.
Oh, stitched up.
Now, listen, let's talk about your family. You're playing hooker. You've got two uncles, Kerrod and Steve. Do they ever give you advice? Do they ever go, listen, don't listen to your old man. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Do they ever ring and go, listen, when you're getting out of dummy half there on that right-hand side, do you get calls from them?
It's actually the opposite. Kevy's actually called them and said, leave him alone and let him find his own
just
way.
Let him play.
Can I check, who's your godfather?
Don't say Alan Langer.
I think it is, yeah.
Oh,
it
was. Alfie. Oh, my Lord. How was he? Did he make it back from Vegas okay, Billy? Because he was very, very quiet. We had him on our NRL players sweep to get in some sort of trouble. But he seemed very quiet. Were you the great protector of our Alf?
He was probably more excited than most of the boys that were going over. So he went out of the gates pretty hard, pretty early the first night there, I think.
Was he like Origin?
Did he do it?
In Origin camp, every day is somebody's birthday. Did he carry on like that?
Yeah, it's always someone's birthday wherever you go out. Yeah. And he always gets you with the left hand.
Is there a Red Bull? I think there's a Red Bull shortage in the USA.
Is he fueled by Red Bull? Like, how does he do it? He's not getting any younger, Bill. How does he keep? Well, how do you guys keep up with him?
I don't know. Honestly, I see how rowdy he gets, and then he wakes up the next day and he's ready to go again. I don't get it. He's 50 years old, so
Did the old man knowing... Now, if anyone doesn't know, Billy, you're going to be on Triple M regularly this year, which we're so happy about. Has the old man, did he told you, oh, I used to be on Triple M, has he given you any advice, media?
Not yet. He's kind of changed his tone with the media these days. He doesn't like me getting too much out there because, you know, what can come from the back of it if you're not playing good footy. But, I'm excited to be a part Triple M.
We won't talk much footy. Don't worry about that.
No, we don't talk.
Exactly. I think that's why he's not too worried that I'm with you guys.
So. It'll be mainly Gucci, et cetera, just keeping an eye on you, Billy, to make sure you haven't covered yourself in drip. All right, sir. No. Thank you very much for your time. Billy Walters will be on with us pretty regularly this year here at Triple M. Thanks, mate.